This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Find the film they don't want you to see. And here's the deal. There's a major battle going on. Dr. Andy Wakefield is here with us. And I've got two segments. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. And then our next guest, Jason Jones, is taking over. He's going to be co-hosting. Got a lot to cover. What else do you want to impart to listeners and viewers? I have a lot of questions, but what else do you want to talk about?
I guess there are three things that I just want to reinforce. And that is that it's the death of experts, okay? The experts have, God save us from experts, Alex. But what we need is this vaccine is on the way. These vaccines are on the way. Operation Warp Speed, no liability for the manufacturers or anyone in the chain of provision of these vaccines, therefore no mandates. There can be no vaccine mandates, and we need to hear that from the president, and we need to hear that there are no mandates at either the federal, state, or local level, and no recrimination. That's number one. Number two is there are effective alternative therapies, hydroxychloroquine. We were talking about vitamin D3, for example, vitamin C, zinc. These need to be made available, and the science is emphatically in favor of those treatments. Trump, interestingly, has been pushing that, and the resistance has come once again from those with a vaccine and vaccine-only agenda like Tony Fauci and Bill Gates. And then people, if they are to understand where we're going in the future with this, please watch the film 1986, The Act. You can download it. You can order the DVD. You can watch it by streaming. But if you can watch that, you will understand where we've come from and therefore where we are going in the future. We have been here before, and we will go here again unless we learn that lesson.
Well, that's right. This isn't about vindication. It's about redemption and saving children's lives and our economy in the future, because we keep doing this to our children. We have no economy. Even if you're a cold-blooded sociopath, this is not a good plan. And we have to reverse this. We have to stop this. But as you said, too big to fail. They're so big, so powerful. Instead of backing off when the UN even comes out and says we're killing people, vaccines are a fraud, they just double down and go, we're taking everything over. I mean, wow, that's what abusers do.
Now, I think the other thing to bear in mind is whenever you've had a state that has pushed a mandatory vaccination law, for whatever peculiar reason, it's come right down the middle of the political divide. The Democrats have been in favor of mandatory vaccination, stripping parents of their rights, effectively owning the children, making the wards of state. And the Republicans have resisted it. That has happened in every state where this has happened. And we know that if the Democrats win, that there will be a federal mandate, not state mandate, but federal mandate from pregnancy to grave.
That's right.
And that's what we've got to find.
Well, I mean, if they can't abort the babies, they got to get them. What it is the state wants power over our bodies. But the left claims that women need power over their bodies. Well, don't we all get power over our bodies?
There is an extraordinary ambiguity, a contradiction there, that they've been in favor of giving forced vaccination, and yet when it comes to other issues of health choice, then they're all in favor of bodily autonomy and a woman's body is her own.
I bet on them losing.
I think they need to. They need to learn a lesson that they do not represent the people and they do not represent the best interests of the children or the people of this country.
This is a longer question, and I'm going to ask you as we come back from break, so you have time, because you don't talk about yourself, but the path you've been on, I described this when you were on the phone or Skype a few months ago. I mean, because I've been through this similarly, and thank God I got vindication in like a year or two, and it was not fun. We barely stayed on air. It took you, like, 10 years to get vindication?
In many people's eyes, I'm still not there, but in many, I am, yes. It's taken a long time.
I mean, not that you need vindication. You already knew you were right. But, I mean, no, everybody loves you, man. Everybody like, oh, that's the guy that, I mean, they put out false stories about stuff you didn't say and didn't do. They lied and said you were a liar. They did the same thing to me. They misrepresent. And you just kept going, and then time caught up with your facts, and you're a damn trailblazer. I mean, it's not about kissing your ass, folks. If we don't celebrate people that trailblaze, we're dead. And I don't celebrate basketball players or movie stars. If we don't start celebrating people that stood up when it was the right time, did the right thing, went through hell for all of us, then we have no future. And Dr. Andrew Wakefield, you did that.
Thank you, Alex.
Well, you know it's true. So I'm asking you that. Well, you said on the air, but you're now in person. You retell the story, but come back. You're in Texas. You lived here. You're the night sky, and you were absolved. You were like empowered. We'll talk about that in 60 seconds. Stay with us. That's the stuff.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The film is 1986, The Act. And we've got Dr. Andrew Wakefield, the Trailblazer, here with us for one more segment. I'm your host, Alex Jones. So here's the best way for me to describe this. When I was sitting there this morning, knowing you were coming on the show, driving into work at like 8 a.m., and I thought, what do I first say to Dr. Andrew Wakefield? And of course, I went off into Bill Gates and Trump and forced inoculations, but what is it like 30 years ago to discover what the connections to autism, especially in boys, to be demonized, to be lied about, to have them come out and say you're a liar, you admit you're a fake, which you didn't do, try to destroy you, and to be vindicated. But the better question is this. What is it like to see thousands of doctors and nurses and scientists, epidemiologists, you know, the head of Rockefeller Hospital come out and say you need herd immunity, this is a fraud, locking people up will make it worse. All that's been vindicated now. So you were kind of the beta test of silencing medical professionals. But now they're not just trying to bully you, who ended up being triumphant at many levels and fighting back and even becoming more powerful in your pro-human advocacy. Now they're not just starting a fight with Dr. Andy Wakefield. Now they're starting it with thousands of doctors from Belgium to the U.S. to Russia to Japan to Mexico, and they're really getting pissed. And I think they've got a tiger by the tail. What do you say to that?
Yes, they have. They cannot win this, Alex. People are coming around now to seeing the truth. And once that happens, it happens en masse, and it gains momentum, and it's unstoppable. And right now it's unstoppable. And that is why they are in such a dilemma. Their vaccine and vaccine-only policy, the enormous funds and profits from the pharmaceutical companies, all of this is under threat, and that's their future, and they are fighting just as hard as they can to deal with it. And you talked about the story of what it was like, and we talked about this on the show before, but yeah, there was a time when
taking everything away from you, trying to bankrupt you, all over the news. Silent. I mean, you talk about that spiritual moment. Tell folks in the camera about that.
It was a dark time. You know, they were stripping me of all the letters after my name, and the papers were being taken away, and the honors, and all this kind of thing. And it was dark, and I was having to fight legal battles against huge entities. And I went down to West Texas. I went down into the country, down to Bandera, beautiful, beautiful part of the world. And I was out in the night sky, and there was no ambient light. There was nothing. And I looked up into the sky, and all I saw were billions and billions of stars. The universe just went on. It was absolutely extraordinary. And suddenly I realized that this was not about me. It wasn't about me at all. Maybe dressed up to look like it's about me. You know, the insults are leveled at me in the media, but that's just a way of playing the game. And it wasn't about me. It was about something far more important. It was about the health of children, the integrity of families, the future of the country, the future of the world. something far more important than Andy Wakefield. Andy Wakefield was completely irrelevant. And that was a wonderful moment that I shared with Alex before, because a huge burden, a huge weight was taken off my shoulders, and I was able to just move forward irrespective of what they said or did. I was able to continue what I was doing, expand what I was doing, enjoy what I was doing, and do it in a much more creative way. And now I'm a filmmaker. I love making films. And it's a way, an extraordinary way of bringing a message to people based on a true story, telling people the facts, because people understand film. Americans understand film. And it is an extraordinary way of bringing the truth to the world. So I'm a very lucky man, Alex.
Well, that brings tears to my eyes, because I've been through a lot, and I've meant well. I've made mistakes, but I've always tried to be true. And there's that moment where you just realize you're part of a larger continuum. You're part of the universe. You're part of God's plan. And it's like God reaches down and says, hey, listen, just do the right thing. We got it handled. You're not alone. So what about all the mainstream media? So what about Hollywood? Those are the losers. And we're the winners, because we're telling the truth.
Yeah, they're having to shift their position. And it's fascinating how they're having to do that, and saying the vaccine hype for COVID-19 needs to be brought back to reality. They were the ones responsible for the hype. They created that hype in the first place, and now they're having to face the reality that people like you and me were saying this all along.
And what do you make of these crowds of 50,000, 100,000, a million in Berlin, they were saying no in defiance of the lockdowns?
Well, this is the hearts and minds of the people, and it's all over the world, and they cannot win. When you see that kind of gathering, the biggest single gathering in the history of the German people, right there, and it's about COVID, it's about lockdown, it's about mandatory vaccination.
I've been told people that went to Germany, they say the Germans are more awake than anybody.
Oh yeah, they've lived through this. They will not go back. They will not go back to force.
So they've been under cults.
Oh, so that's very interesting to see. And
Some are saying it was as much as a million.
1.3 million people.
Wow.
Yeah, and I got a call from my mother the other day, and she said, the national news said last night on television that you're coming to England to address an anti-vaccine rally. And I said, no, if you don't trust the news, don't listen to the news. And I was on that Monday, and I broadcast to Trafalgar Square. There was a huge gathering.
You did it via the internet, yeah.
Via the internet. And it was, this is all over the world, Alex. People are rising up and seeing the truth.
Well, I'm not, I mean, I look at Bill Gates and I look at globalists on TV. They look scared. And I don't even care about scaring them, but I'm kind of glad that they now got the fear of God in them.
Yeah, they realize that they've overplayed their hand. They've pushed too far. And the biggest mistake they've made is they've underestimated the intelligence and the determination and the integrity of the American people.
And you said particularly mothers.
Particularly mothers. They have underestimated the extraordinary power of maternal intuition. That is such a powerful force. It's the reason we're here on this earth today. Perhaps God's greatest gift is maternal intuition, because it is an ancient wisdom, and it is far more powerful than the man in the white coat or antibiotics or vaccines or anything man has ever done. And if mothers listen to that internal authority and do not listen to the external authority of people like Tony Fauci, who've just admitted the mistakes they've made, then this is going to be game over.
I was about to say, why would, after the UN came out and said there's no way to protect yourself therapeutically beforehand, vitamins mean nothing, when science says the opposite, his admission, I think he knows how ridiculous he looks.
Yes, he does, and he has to admit that he's taking these vitamins himself.
Wow. All right, we got 2 minutes left. The film, how people see it again.
1986, The Act. Go there. Please watch this film. Understand where we've come from. Understand why we are here now. Why this act is central to all of the problems that we face in vaccination policy worldwide right now. Take away liability from the manufacturers, give them a mandatory market, and they will make a massive profit that gives them huge power, and they come to control everything except the hearts and minds of the people.
And you were previously in the UK, then you moved to Austin, now you're another part of the US, but we're just so pleased to have you. Looking into your crystal ball, I don't see any way that the establishment can extricate themselves from this. I mean, they can try to oppress us, they can try to double down. I just think it's going to be more explosive.
I think if we want to protect health freedom in this country, then it's a single issue vote. And I think it's quite clear that we have to vote for the present administration to continue for the next 4 years to protect those health freedoms.
Exactly, because the Democrats are saying it's forced. Trump's saying you can take it if you want.
Exactly. And that needs to be reinforced. No state, federal, or local mandates, and no recrimination. We need to hear that from him.
Wow. And again, as your film states, we need liability on these companies. I've got liability. You've got liability. Why don't they have liability?
Without liability, there is no incentive for safety. And that needs to be put back in place, and they need to be sued for the deliberate damage they've done. They need to face punitive damages and everything that comes with it.
We got 30 seconds left. You're here with your healthy grandchild you're visiting who's in Austin tonight, and vaccine-free, you were telling me.
Vaccine-free and absolutely as healthy as a butcher's dog, as we say in England.
Man, people see my children. I got four. They go, what's going on with these kids? And I was like, there's no vaccines.
Yeah, no, it's a joy to see him, and my duty now is to protect him and babies like him.
I'm not trying to be mean to folks that made the mistake of vaccinating their kids, but when your kids aren't vaccinated, it's like they're from Krypton versus planet Earth. Dr. Wakefield, thank you so much, brother.
Great to be here.
All right, Jason Jones, filmmaker in his own right, is loaded for bear. He's taking over on the other side of this break. Then the War Room, 3 p.m. Then tonight, 7 to 9, election countdown. Stay with us.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to Hour 4 of the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Jason Jones, and what a privilege to be with you today of all days in the history of our beautiful nation, our blessed nation. The neoliberal elite have been doing their best to divide us, and you have to ask yourself, yesterday, on the very anniversary of Emmett Till's murderers being acquitted, regardless of where we are on the Breonna Taylor decision, they picked yesterday. So here we are on a show of the most diverse audience in the world, the Alex Jones Show. Since 1996, Alex Jones has been knitting together a community of people who love each other and are authentically committed to freedom and peace and prosperity. And this is the audience that will keep our country united. My hobby is martial arts, and when you're boxing or doing Muay Thai or Jiu-Jitsu, your goal is to overwhelm your adversary with information. It's to let them see patterns that are really setups for traps. And what has become so obvious to me is that the trap that we have been set up for is division. Each and every one of us are having the worst parts of our nature tugged upon. And so what is the answer to this? It's very simple. It's the founding principle of this country. It is to understand and acknowledge that each and every one of us was made in the image and likeness of God. That each and every one of us has an incomparable dignity, beauty, and worth. And to be grateful. To be grateful to understand we are living in a country founded on a vision of the human person. The only country in the history of the world that was founded on a vision of the human person. As a creature with unthinkable dignity. Philosophers like Nietzsche and Marx call this foolishness, but our founding fathers understood that this is the truth of the human person, and that is the truth of our unity. How did a country bring people together from every corner of the world and build the biggest hegemon in the history of this world? It's because we were founded on the truth of the human person. If that founding principle, the Declaration principle, was not true, this country could have never become the great country that it is. And now as we are being pulled to deny that, as we have been pulled in the past, there have been three. I was asked by a reporter yesterday. A reporter called me. I have a new movie coming out. We'll talk about later, Divided Hearts of America. And I'll also be joined by writer, director, producer Darius Garland, who happens to also be my friend. We've been friends since we were 5 years old. He's going to be joining me later today. But I was called by a reporter asking me about my movie, and he said, why is the Democrat Party so committed to abortion? Why does it seem to be the one issue that they're most committed to? And I didn't really have an answer. I thought about it. I said, you know, I don't know, but I agree with you that abortion seems to be the central organizing principle of the Democrat Party, and abortion denies our founding principle. Abortion denies the incomparable dignity and beauty of the human person, the inviolable dignity of the human person. And then as I was talking to the person, you know what else? Before abortion, what was the organizing principle of the Democrat Party? Segregation. Think about this. The Civil Rights Act, 1965, passed by Republicans after 100 years of work. Then 7 years later, you get Roe v. Wade. We went from abortion to segregation. That was Jim Crow. The organizing principle of the Democrat Party. Now you go back. What was it before segregation and Jim Crow? It was slavery. the Democrat Party from the very beginning, not to be partisan, because the Democrat Party has done good things, especially at the local level for new immigrants in the early 20th century. But the Democrat Party has, from its very inception, been organized around denying our founding principle. So if we want unity, we have to look to the Declaration of Independence. As Abraham Lincoln said, the founding principle, the Declaration principle, is the beautiful work of art. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with inalienable rights. That is the work of art, Abraham Lincoln said. The sturdy frame to protect it, the well-crafted frame, that's the Constitution. So we have to look to that. When we come back from the break, we're going to show you a trailer to my new movie. I got together with some filmmakers about 18 months ago. We said, our country has been divided. We're divided when we do not live up to our founding principle. And the bigger the gap between where we are as a nation and our founding principle, the more division. We said, let's take the most divisive issue, because that's the cause of it, abortion, and make a film that unites America. And that is Divided Hearts of America. I made it with NFL football player Benjamin Watson, Betsy Kennedy, Chad Bonham. Martin Luther King's niece, Elvita King, is in the film. Some of the founders of hip-hop, all the way to Benjamin Carson, is in the film. And we look at the denial of this beautiful child's life, this dignity, and how it really is at the root of our division today. Joining me after the break will be my friend. And we grew up in a neighborhood that was diverse. And you couldn't say it was a white neighborhood. You couldn't say it was a black neighborhood. We had everybody. We loved each other before we knew there was a difference. And I think this is where most Americans are. What I want to talk to Darius about is this. If you asked me 2 years ago, I would say, they keep telling us we're so divided, but we have never been more united as a people. We have never loved each other more, cared about each other more, knew each other more. But what has happened is you keep telling a lie long enough. You keep telling a country they're divided. You keep telling a country that there are a group of people that you're hated. After a while, you stop. You say it at first and don't believe it. But then after a while, you believe it. And I think we have reached that point as a country where we have been told for so long that we're divided, that we truly have become divided. But it's a division caused by propaganda. It's a division caused by lies. It's a division caused by people seeking to exploit us, people on both sides of the divide. The people on the left, people on the right, we are the targets together. But we can foil all of this. We can foil all of this by resisting all of the attempts to manipulate us. And that's why to be guest hosting the Alex Jones Show today is an honor, because I know this audience reaches into every nook and cranny of this country. I go all over this country, and what do I see? InfoWar bumper stickers on all kinds of cars. I'll see an InfoWar bumper sticker on a car next to an I Vote Pro-Life bumper sticker. I'll see an InfoWar bumper sticker on a car next to a Coexist bumper sticker. I'll see an InfoWar bumper sticker on a Bernie car and a Ron Paul car. And so this is the audience that can foil the plan. And the plan is very simple. Divide and conquer. When we set out to make this film, Divided Hearts of America, people thought, oh, here we go. We got a break coming, guys. When we set out to make this film, Divided Hearts of America, we'll show the trailer right when we get back. People said, you're going to make a film about abortion and release it in October of 2020. This is going to create division. We said, no. This is going to create unity, because we have to get through the source of division to become united. We'll be back. Out.
This is your last chance to get a package. Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and it became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pounde Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide. Well, I thought the day.
When does a person get rights?
When does a person get rights? When a person is a person.
When is a person a person?
And that's the thing. When a child is born, then the child is a child.
if we look at the history of abortion laws, it's always been predicated on when a human's life begins.
There is no personhood under law for fetuses. We don't have that in this country.
The state legislature has passed the Reproductive Health Act.
They say that this law has made Illinois the abortion capital of the Midwest.
This is one of the worst possible choices that any woman and her family has to make.
The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable.
There's nothing more common sense than giving a child born the right to continue.
People were saying, wait a minute, do they really kill babies? I said, hey, it's called infanticide.
It's important that as African Americans that we truly understand the history of abortion.
In New York City, the home of Planned Parenthood, for decades more black babies have been aborted than born alive. For decades.
Abortion is targeting black America. That's not an accident. That's genocide.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. That is our movie, Divided Hearts of America, and for the Alex Jones audience, if you go to movie2movement.com and order the film, put in MTM for the code MTM, and you get a 20% discount. I am privileged today to have a writer, director, actor, producer, Darius Garland on the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Now, it's your birthday, by the way.
It is.
And I've been celebrating birthdays with you since you were, what, 6 years old?
Yeah, if you go back, yeah, 5, 6, 7, a long time.
So, you know, you happen to just be here in town.
That's right.
And I was going to spend a birthday with you. But you are a big Alex Jones fan. But it wasn't too long ago when I would post on Facebook or social media, I would think about you.
Uh-huh.
And my other friends, our friends growing up, and think, I hope I'm not offending them. I hope I'm not hurting their feelings. And, you know, because of the neighborhood we grew up in, we've been having to deal with this race division issue since we were in middle school, right? You think?
Easily, yeah.
And now we see it's erupting. I always say you were my friend before I knew you were my black friend. You know, we didn't know differences.
No, we didn't. We didn't at all. You know, the differences were there. You know, if I had some experiences where there were differences, because I know the neighborhood we grew up in was very diverse. But a lot of it was like Irish, Italian, you know, they were black, Latin, everyone.
Outside, so we had our neighborhood where most of the black kids in the town lived.
Right.
And then outside of it was working class Irish, working class Italian.
Exactly, exactly. So I had a lot of racist experiences outside of our neighborhood.
So inside Provincetown, you never did?
No.
But when you left, see, that's something I never knew.
And that's interesting because I went to a parochial school and there weren't a lot of black kids there.
That's right, you did.
Right. And, call names, pick last to play kickball, stuff like that. But I didn't understand or know what that was really, really all about. You know?
Nor did those kids.
Probably not. Yeah, I would have to agree with that. Because we were all the same. You know, I grew up not seeing color. I didn't get it or understand it. And it wasn't until later on, like high school, where I started to see the subtle differences and how... Not so much by color were we divided. It was almost socioeconomic to a certain degree.
So it was Provincetown and then outside of Provincetown.
And outside of
Provincetown. We were the troubled kids.
You can look at it, yeah.
People thought of us that way, right?
Exactly. That was the reputation that we had.
Right. So now you didn't vote for Trump last time.
No.
You'd have called yourself a liberal 2 years ago.
Easily, yeah.
And InfoWars played a part in waking you up. How did that happen? What happened?
InfoWars and alternative media played a big part in it. And what I started to notice and see was that, like, InfoWars was providing information that the mainstream media was not. So, you know, my own curiosity was like, what is this really all about? You know, and we talk about, you know, bringing the truth to light and what's really happening in this world and the trickle-down effect of the control of the media, etc., you know, caught my attention in such a profound way that I just started watching, listening, reading, researching, etc. And what I learned about myself is I've never really been a Democrat, you know, because I looked at the history of the Democratic Party and saw what the party was all about. It was all about divisiveness, tyranny, you know, pain. And you know, I'd be remiss to say, from a certain point of view, a hoax on a lot of black Americans. you know.
From the very beginning.
From the very beginning.
I mean, there was a time where they would tie the pencil or the marker for voting in the above the booth so you could see they'd put the Republican ballot on the one side,
mm-hmm.
the Democrat ballot on the other side,
right.
and they would look to see where that string went.
Right.
And then they would lynch you, depending on how you voted.
Interesting.
Now they'll lynch you on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter.
Now
Instagram, Facebook.
But it's more, we know that this cabal transcends both parties, right? I mean, there's this neoliberal establishment that seeks to divide us, has its tentacles deep into both parties.
The two-party system is an illusion. That's my opinion. You know, I believe both political parties are owned and controlled by a very small group of individuals, right? Same individuals that own the media, own big pharma, own oil and gas, own everything. So how does legislation take place? That takes place through our government. You know, it's a use the word cabal. You know, I guess that's the easiest way to describe it. Is a very small group controls billions. I guess the easiest way to do that in the United States of America is through both branches of government. You know, it has to. We've been presented with an illusion. That if you're on this side, you stand for this. If you're on this side, you stand for that. But it's really pawns in a game. And all of us are how do I say this? It's like we're in a globe, ant farm. And our job is to go to work, pay taxes, get sick, go to the hospital, take pills, and die. So there's an unlimited supply of human beings, you know, to fuel this machine.
So it comes down to two visions of the human person.
Absolutely.
If you look at every human being you see, which is a Christian, I understand when I look at a human being, I believe that every human being I see, Nancy Pelosi, George Soros,
mm-hmm.
right? I believe when I look at them, I see a creature that was literally called into existence out of eternity in the very image and likeness of God.
That's right.
And what makes them so tragic is how far they have fallen.
Right.
And I think what makes them so tragic is how they can't see that in other people. Like, you know, how do you not look at a human being? And I just got to spend some time with, I can't say really who, but with some famous people who are very talented.
Sure.
All of them, none of them believe in God. And they're all so talented. I looked at each one of them and said that each one of them is the best proof of God's existence. Like, if they could just look at themselves and see themselves the way that I see them, they would know God exists, because only an all-knowing, all-loving God could account for them. So there's those two visions of the human person. There's one that sees us as just ants in a farm.
Right.
And they see themselves as demigods.
Right.
And now, with my work in movies, and you've been around these folks, too, you and I have been around these folks together, we get to be around these people sometimes. They're very small gods. Like, if they think they're gods, they live very sad, lonely lives, right?
That's exactly true. But they are very small, looking at the big picture.
Yeah.
But there's millions and millions that look up to them as gods. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all part of the plan. It's all part of the hoax.
Never, they live sorrowful lives.
Right. Never in our lifetime has there been so much focus on movie stars, professional athletes. You know, when professional athletes more than ever are delivering messages of race relations and police reform.
We got 20 seconds. After the break, we were talking in the green room about how when something happens, like with Breonna Taylor, they went to the athletes.
Right.
If this happened to a young white woman, they're not calling Brett Favre.
No.
Let's talk about that when we get back.
Sounds good.
On the break.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the last segment of Hour 4. I'm Jason Jones, host of the Jason Jones Show. No relation. I'm not related to Alex. I get asked that all the time. And I'm not related to Darius, although we have been friends since probably 1976. We first played wiffle ball together in our courtyard in 77. And it's great to have you here on the show. Right before the break, we were talking about why is it that when a tragedy happens in the black community, and I even hate saying black community because they're not these walls between our communities. We are communities, right? And,
right.
And they're porous. But they go to these athletes. And I think athletes should speak out. I think artists, you're an actor, you should speak out. But why does the media seem to single out athletes in a way that they don't? They're not going to go to Brett Favre, or they're not going to go, you know.
No.
And you had the right answer for you told me an answer during the break, and I thought that was exactly why. Right.
Well, if you look at these upper echelon athletes that are household names, you know, you see them on TV commercials everywhere. They have tens of million, if not over 100 million followers, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know. So if you combine all
So it's just smart marketing.
It's basically easy smart marketing. How can you get a message out to the masses so quickly and easily? you know.
And then you reward them with free earned media, free coverage, and so it's a reciprocal relationship.
It's all of that, but in some cases, I think they believe that they are really just and right in some of these things that they're, these messages that are delivering, you know.
Well, and that's why this Breonna Taylor is so on my heart, because close friends of ours, one of our closest friends from Hollywood, young black woman, called me crying today. She was so upset. And this was right after my wife, we were watching it on the news, and she said, why didn't they say that her boyfriend fired at the police when they came in? Why don't they ever say that in these stories? And we were talking, man, well, if they told the whole story.
There is no story.
There's no story. If they tell the whole story, there's no story. There's no division.
Right. There is no division that way. Right. Most of these things.
That's why InfoWars, they want to make this impossible to find. They do not want you to get the whole story.
They don't want us to have the truth.
Because then they can't divide us.
You know, fact checkers didn't come to fruition until people started telling the truth. Let me tell the truth. Oh, we got to fact check it now. Oh, it's not true.
And notice the only things I get fact checked are true things.
Right.
They're the truest things I've ever posted on social media get fact checked.
Right. I posted it was a meme, and Obama and Fauci were in China, you know, and it's about the money that he had sent over there some years ago. You know, Instagram said, this is not true. You know, gave me an explanation why, as if it just never really happened. You know, it's like a made up photo, you know, it's bizarre.
I've posted jokes that they've said weren't true.
Mm-hmm.
I have posted things that they said partly true. But it's only when you post on COVID. It's
right.
Only when you post on things that break the neoliberal narrative.
Exactly.
You could post on anything else. They're not fact-checking that.
But check out the power in that, right? So if I'm just scrolling through a feed and I see something not true, you know, I think the person that's still asleep, that's not doing research or educating themselves, will believe it. Oh, it's not true. It's a lie. You know.
Or people want easy answers, right? When we watch Fauci, we saw in the last hour, you know, Fauci is just wear your mask, social distance. We want that to be the case, right? We want it, okay, we just wear a mask, we just social distance, we just stay at home, we just get a check, we just binge watch Netflix. Everything goes back to normal.
Right.
We want that to be true, because that's easy.
It's easier than easy. Like all the things you just mentioned, right? Everything's microwavable. Watch Netflix. Everything's delivered by Amazon. Get your DoorDash, get your Postmates, sit in the house, don't leave, wear your mask.
Meanwhile, on this show, Alex was so kind to have me on in March, early March, and I came on the show and said 250 million people will starve from Bangladesh to South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, the New York Times reported 250 million people will starve to death this year because of COVID. It's not because of COVID. It's because of the ham-fisted lockdowns. Yes, there have been locusts. Yes, there have been floods. Yes, this has been a bad year for locusts. But that's not what's causing the greatest year in famine since World War II. It's slowing down food production, food processing, food distribution. This is real. Right. And then you have now the expansion of concentration camps in China with the Uyghur, right? The real victims, and by the way, free Hawaii, my home state of Hawaii, is being driven to despair. Driven to despair. Why? They do as much as they can get away with. They do as much as they can get away with in Texas, but they know they can't get away with that much. You have an island in the middle of the Pacific, you can get away with murder, and they are literally getting away with murder because suicides are up like never before, drug overdoses. I saw a study where 25% of children 8 to 18 during this shutdown have suicidal ideation, right? So while we're doing DoorDash, watching Netflix, watching child pornography cuties on Netflix, eating our food that was literally, they just drop it off at the door and go away.
Right.
Getting our Amazon, just buying stuff from Amazon. People are starving to death. But we don't want to report that.
No.
We don't want to talk about that. And then people who do, like Alex Jones, we need to destroy.
Exactly.
So people don't listen. But the people listening are the people who care. Right, the people who are listening, it's not just about them. You know, since I have left Hawaii, I think about it every day. I got home from the gym last night. I was doing work calls as I was driving home from the gym, and it's in San Antonio. It's a Muay Thai gym, and I'm driving to the Hill Country, and I'm doing work phone calls the whole way. And when I pulled up to my house, it's going to say, I forgot I had moved, if that makes any sense. And I'm just doing my calls, driving, and I pull up to this new house, and my heart broke. I said, I had to leave Hawaii so my family could leave the house.
God bless you.
And this is heartbreaking.
It's hard, man.
But the people in Hawaii leading the reopen movement are the InfoWars audience. I can tell you now, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to have 300 emails from Hawaii thanking me for bringing up Free Hawaii.
Right.
And if it was not for InfoWars, the world would not know how draconian the lockdown is in Hawaii.
Right.
And I'm a student of totalitarianism. The Bolsheviks in Russia took a longer time. There I am getting arrested. You've known me since I was six. You're not surprised to see me get arrested, are you?
No. Not at all.
That's not a surprise. You know, at the time, I felt bad because what I was saying to those police officers was, you would arrest Anne Frank. I was being very, at the time, I thought I was being very harsh. But as I look back, they've been arresting grandmothers for walking their dogs.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Look at the videos. It's unbelievable. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of this poor woman here. Is tased.
But you were saying.
Is tased for wanting to watch your child's football game.
You were saying the other day that Hawaii and Australia have the most pervasive draconian lockdowns because they're islands. You can't leave.
Can't leave.
So it's
hard to leave. We left. It was very hard. Yeah, you just can't leave.
It's an experiment.
And your family's all there. You can't get back to your family easy.
Right.
You leave Hawaii. My daughter's there. We talk every day. She's fighting to reopen Hawaii, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want her to come here. And, she's an ocean and a continent away. You leave Australia, where are you going to go? An ocean away.
Well, we can even bring that to the mainland. You know, free Los Angeles, L.A. County, free Chicago. You know, free some of these blue democratic cities. Because the community I live in, Los Angeles, you know, the apartment building I live in, you know, it's modern, it's new. I got an email the other day about wearing a mask. You know,
you weren't wearing a mask around.
No, of course not. It's like wearing a mask, you're going to get a fine. You know, how is that even possible?
No. And these people aren't suffering.
No,
you know, they're not suffering, but they are so worried. They say it's about, you know, we need to care for other people. They're not thinking about other people. If they were thinking about other people, they would be thinking about the elderly in the homes. In Hawaii, there's an organization called Kupuna Needs.
Mm-hmm.
Kupuna Needs has given 50,000 people food. There have been lines 7 miles long.
Right.
They have come across elderly that live in upscale neighborhoods that were on the verge of starvation because they were so afraid to leave their house. They don't know how to use DoorDash or Uber Eats.
No.
Who's concerned about these people? The people starving to death in Nigeria and Bangladesh, South Africa on the verge of political collapse, civil war. Who's concerned about these folks? They're not.
No.
No, they're watching Netflix. The editors in New York Times that are putting the Uyghurs expanding camps on page B-17, famine on page B-17 on a one. By the way, New York Times, you reported it once. Do you think 250 million people starving to death this year deserves one day of stories, or it should be on the front page every day?
Front page.
Every day.
Every day.
Not once. See, that's so they can wash their hands. So in 20 years, when we look back, they'll talk about this hard-hitting article they had on B26 on a Wednesday once.
The media has delivered a message that we should all be terrified. But really, of what? You know?
Well, and I want to end on that, brother. They want us to be terrified, but it's just a privilege to have you on the show today to talk about this. We need to be unified. We know we love each other. And it is an honor to talk to you, Alex Jones audience, because I know you here at InfoWars, you're our hope. Get out there and tell the truth.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.